Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Yes, winter is finally finished, we hope. And yes, some roadside markets are opening, some with some early fresh produce.
We should have some asparagus ready, and we'll have our greenhouse with flowers and vegetable plants ready to go. Then our baked good stuff and our canned food items. There's not much fresh produce yet. We have put up a high tunnel this year, and we're going to be putting some stuff in there, hopefully, sometime in the next week or so. The plants will be the main thing until we get strawberries.
Those will be coming in May for Jeremy Hinton, owner of Hinton's Orchard and Farm Market in Hodgenville. Obviously, his operation centers around fruit, but he says it has evolved over the years. Crops have expanded. They feature an array of Kentucky Proud products from across the state and often work with local farmers.
We wanted to be not only an outlet for the products that we grow, but also for our other fellow farmers as they look for other opportunities. If there's a grower who wanted to grow sweet corn, but they didn't necessarily want to be in the business of setting up on the side of the road or opening their own market, then we've tried to build those relationships to say, hey, you can grow this and we'll, as long as the quality is there, then we can bring that to our market and help you market that product, and that's worked well for both parties, I think.
And for market visitors, provide a much wider selection for the season. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit construction loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
Roadside market visitors can go online to check out locations across the state and see which crops are in throughout the season. Go to kyfb.com/markets. That's kyfb.com/markets.
The markets that are part of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Roadside Market Program are businesses who have invested in a permanent market and intend to be here for the long haul and have really made the effort to make this a viable business. And so I think that sets us apart.
Hard copies of the group's market brochure are also available at rest areas and various tourism locations. Jeremy Hinton says cross-promotion is something they do often.
And if they've been to one market on there and they look at this list of 104 markets, then they know to expect that same kind of quality, that same kind of experience at the other markets, no matter where they go across the state.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.